that didn't pan out. We have a contract now to sell it on the contingency that it goes back to the original.
Basically going back to what it was. She's got major medical issues, and we're not at this time able to do what we were planning on doing to the park. So we've got a buyer, and he wants it back to the original zoning so he can keep the mobile homes and the RVs like it is, basically.
Okay. Did it go through the process? How did it become RV?
We had it rezoned.
Yeah.
But through what process? In front of us?
Yep.
Gosh, I don't remember.
I have no questions on it.
Don't have any questions. I just don't remember doing that.
It's been four years ago. Time flies.
And that is a unique area with the city limits going around it and prior or before it.
And it already went through the process before and was approved.
Mm-hmm.
And then the RV1, does RV1 allow long-term?
I don't believe so.
They have to come back there to the CFP to approve on next month's agenda.
Yes.
And we can't do it all at once?
Scott didn't because we did it for K&H and it was nice. So he kept it separate this time.
Is that correct?
Mr. Elliott, do you know anything about this?
I have not seen this application until today, so.
The question is, so if they're wanting to put it back to what it was, Amber, you might say what was done or what it needs to be.
So it go back to RV1, and then in order to do the long-term, like mobile homes, they have to come back to the first CUP, which they applied for, and that's on the agent.
I was asking if we could not do it all at once.
I mean, if the notice was only for the rezone back to where it was and not the CUP, then probably not. I don't know what the lead-up here was, so okay. I can't speak about that.
I was trying to save you guys time.
Apparently, you know what the notice was for.
Scott is listening. Yeah, and he told the commission does not decide CUP, and we will hear CUP for long term in April. So I'm guessing that cannot be done together today. Like Amber said, I think it had happened another time on a different application, and it was a mess and confusing. Yes, Scott said the notice is only for the rezoning.
Okay.
Any questions?
We've not heard if there's anybody here.
No.
I don't have any other questions for them.
Okay. Oh. Thank you. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in favor of or opposition to this project? I don't see anybody else. Okay. If the commission is ready to move forward, I'll close the public hearing at 9:37 a.m. and we'll go to a vote.
I move to approve order number 03-18-2024-02 to rezone from A, should have had that.
NR1 to RV1.
Yeah.
NR1, recreational vehicle, to a
To an RV1.
Contingent upon.
Contingent on the sale to Nick Najjar.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thank you, folks, very much. this time, that will conclude our planning and zoning rezone request for this morning. We will continue on with our normal agendized business at this point. And then you ladies will get us the corrected form on the Bee Creek rezone. Okay. Next order of business we have this morning is an agreement for police radars and related equipment, file number 24-028, Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So this agreement is to purchase 15 radar units and 2 LIDAR units to replace several of the radars that we have are old and outdated. We have one, I'm told, that was purchased in 1983. So they're outdated. It's time for some new ones.
Okay. Is there any questions, Commission?
I don't have any. Move to approve the agreement for police radars and other equipment buying between Applied Concepts Incorporated, doing business as Stalker Radar, in Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next order of business is the NASPO Value Point Cooperative Contract, number CC 232-82005, file number 24-030, maintenance. With us this morning, we have maintenance director, Mr. Scott Terpening.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm great. We've got two renewals. One, they're both through Johnson Control. One's a black backflow for planning and zoning, and the other is sprinkler and alarm system fire panel for this building.
All right. And we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated March 14th, 2024, approving the agreement as to form. Is there any questions, Commission?
Move to approve the NASPO Value Point contract for fire and sprinkler systems buying between Johnson Controls and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next on the agenda, we have the third addendum to tipping services disposal agreement, file number 24-029, Roden Bridge. With us, we have a Roden Bridge administrator, Mr. Devin Huff. Good morning, Devin.
Good morning. This would just be a renewal for the landfill.
And it was a 3% increase, is that correct?
Correct.
On both the tipping and the tonnage?
On the, yes, at the landfill.
We just got one more year on them. Contract in.
It would be through February 28th of 2025.
Guys, have any questions?
If not, we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated March 11, 2024, approving the addendum as to form.
Move to approve the third addendum, tipping services disposal agreement by and between Republic Services and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next order of business, we have the grant of perpetual easement and right-of-way for Bradley K. Hodges and Misty Hodges and Lisa Hodges Goffin and Daniel Goffin. Daniel W. Goffin.
Yeah, and that would be for the bridge project on Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road that we will be constructing.
Move to approve the grant of permanent perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between Bradley K. Hodges, Misty Hodges, husband and wife, and Lisa Hodges Gowan and Daniel W. Gowan, husband and wife, in Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Our next order is a grant of perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes. Jolene L. Braden and Viola Hart.
Holt.
Holt.
Holt. What did I say?
Hart.
Hart.
It's all right.
Well, I called the last one Goffin instead of Gowan, so.
I don't know that I spelled, pronounced it correctly.
Okay.
We'd have to ask them.
You guys, same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Move to approve the grant of permanent perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between Jolene L. Braden, single person, and Viola Holt, single widow and survivor Joe Holt, and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deb. Our next order of business, we have our delinquent taxes and year-end statement. Presenting this morning, we have Ms. Micah Brashler to present with us from the Taney County Collector's Office. Good morning.
Thank you.
All right. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
I am, yes, Micah Brashler with the Taney County Collector's Office. First, I would like to submit the collector's delinquent list, which is known as the back tax book. RSMO 52361 charges the collector of first-class counties to prepare and keep a back tax book. This book lists all the delinquent real and personal property levied and assessed, which remain unpaid. I have provided the commission copies of the totals page for both personal property and, and real estate, and have provided a flash drive of the delinquent books for your review. The clerk and I compared our delinquent reports and found we agreed on the amounts. The collector's office works with a county commission, assessors, and clerk's offices throughout the year to correct any erroneous assessments throughout the abatement process. If the commission is satisfied with the delinquent book, they may direct the county clerk to certify the totals and keep in her office as clerk of the county commission. She will file Form 1313 with the Director of Revenue, and collector will be allowed credit on the annual settlement by RSMO 14080, 139160, and 52361. Second, I would like to present the collector's annual year-end settlement according to RSMO 139160, 190, and 52361. The settlement form is formatted according to the Department of Revenue and the State Auditor's Office. Page one is an overview of all charges, credits, and distributions. Please note that all taxes collected have been distributed. Total collections increased by $5.8 million from the previous year, with $2.5 million